Thursday, October 5th. Press conference this morning went extremely well. One of the best he's done in the office. He was very low-key, but got in some extremely good digs at the press. Hit them on their single standard thing. Really knocked McGovern on his charges of corruption and cited a number of them. Said that they got the Jerry Waldie quote in by saying one of the few members of his party in Congress who support our opponent has vigorously criticized this kind of tactics and so on. After the press conference, he had a whole bunch in: Colson, McGregor, Scali, Ehrlichman, and Ziegler. And for sort of a general analysis and discussion, the president's feeling is that he ought to do more press conferences. He felt pretty good, obviously, about this one. And the group tended to agree. They also decided to buy radio time in half hour and rerun the press conference, as well as to make it available to the networks. In the middle of this, Ehrlichman comes up with a problem on synthetic natural gas. The president gave him an instant answer and said, go ahead and do what you want to do, but call Connolly first on the decision. We had some discussion on the merits of a TV press conference versus in-office, and the question of one in D.C. versus going out into the country somewhere. Nothing really came out of that. He had Colson and me over at the OB a little later. Got into the general political thing, says there's only really four issues, then proceeded to enumerate six or seven, being amnesty, marijuana, welfare, tax increase, communist government imposed on South Vietnam, and reduction of defenses. Feels that we've got to get our people to make that speech back up on the things like inflation, unemployment, and taxes, but the main items are the ones he enumerated, that we've got to go with the issues that get to the people, like amnesty does, that we should do a commercial on it, that we should hit him on his low road gutter tactics, that Nixon is not off the high road of statesmanship, not going to get off the high road of statesmanship to get in the gutter with McGovern. He also thought we ought to pick up the Dulles vignette that he used in his press conference about the good discipline of having to prepare a speech, even though it's a lot of hard work. He had a political strategy group meeting at 3 with Dole, Mitchell, McGregor, Harlow, and Ehrlichman. Made the point that we need a big vote this year that is to our advantage. The problem of how to handle the interpretation of the victory, that we can't sell the idea of the closest election and so forth, that we don't want to sell the idea of McGovern gaining now. All our advertising nationally should hit the big vote. A big vote helps us, a small vote helps him. The Connolly organization can't do anything on getting out the vote. We need to work the Nixon super states for big vote. Dole thinks that the fear of McGovern will get the votes out. President hit on using the telephone himself, calling some of our phone centers, volunteers, and so forth, and Dole and McGregor both sparked to that. Said we could start this program for the last 3 weeks, especially using Saturdays and Sundays. He also okayed using his signature on the get out the vote telegrams. He told them he would not campaign against any Democrat who has strongly supported him. On his schedule, it was agreed there'd be no appearance for any one candidate. He'll do regional things, but like the southern thing, and he described the Atlanta visit. Agreed that we should get more people in, as Mitchell suggested. Then for the Northeast, he agreed to do, he wants to do a gathering at Pocatico with Rockefeller's people, but also agreed maybe we should do Buffalo, Chicago for the Midwest, Denver for the mountains and Southwest, and then cover the Northwest by phone calls, no meeting. He mentioned the motorcade through southern Ohio. Then they raised the point of bringing candidates in to see the president for individual appointments and doing a film, which he agreed to do. Also agreed to do phone calls for the hosts for president meetings starting the 17th. And agreed to having governor candidates come in. He hit again on the amnesty issue and defense and so forth. wants to be sure that we have a good counterattack set after the 9th and 10th when McGovern cuts loose. After that meeting, we had a meeting with Sam Labelle, who was singularly uninspiring. He obviously writes much better than he talks. He's a weird little fellow. And the president had trouble drawing him out, although he did get some rather interesting insights that will be covered in Colson's report of the meeting. End of October 5th.